Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling Hand in Hand. We're working our way through the book of Ruth. And I just want to read from Ruth chapter 2, verse 4 here. It says, "Just then Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters. And he said, 'The Lord be with you. The Lord bless you,' they answered." It goes on in that passage where Boaz then notices Ruth in the field. So Ruth has come to glean in Boaz's field, which means she has come to collect whatever she can that's left over in the field after the harvesters grow through and harvest. This was a way of providing for the poor in Israel, where the harvesters were told by the Lord, you're to leave some of the harvest in the field. You know, you go through and harvest, but whatever falls in the field, leave that for the poor. And so Ruth is doing that. She's gleaning. Boaz comes, and this is the first time we're introduced to Boaz, that he is. It's a moment in the story where you realize, okay, this guy is showing up on the scene. We know he's a relative of Naomi's. And so you get the sense that maybe he's part of the solution in Naomi and Ruth's life, and something that's going to, someone who's going to help change the trajectory of their future. And as it turns out, he's an extremely godly man. If you remember, I think I mentioned this last week on the Drivecast. Ruth is set during the time of the judges, and the time of the judges in Israel's history is a time of spiritual and moral degeneration, people turning away from the Lord. And yet in the midst of that time period, you've got Boaz, who comes and he even greets his men in the name of the Lord. He says, "Yahweh be with you. The Lord be with you." And they respond, "The Lord bless you." And then the next thing that happens is he notices Ruth and he says, "Who is this woman?" And they tell Boaz who she is. And he goes and he talks with Ruth, and Ruth is astonished that this, you know, male land-owning Israelite would be talking in their culture, you know, talking to a female, foreign, poor woman. And she says, "You know, why are you even talking to me?" And he says, "I've heard everything that you've done. I've heard about everything you've done for your mother-in-law, for Naomi, and the way that you left your people and you came here." And he says, "May the Lord bless you. And may he repay you for all the kindness you've shown her, and you've come to take refuge under his wings. May the Lord bless you." Basically, as I was reading this week and studying this past week, the commentator just said everything about Boaz, everything about his tone, everything about his speech, it's just gracious, compassionate, and kind. And so I told our folks on Sunday, just like Ruth, week one, we talked about how Ruth is a picture of Hesed, this Hebrew word that means God's steadfast love and his covenant faithfulness and his grace and his mercy. It kind of wraps all those concepts together. Boaz is also a picture of God's Hesed. He is a picture of the kindness of God, the protection of God, the compassion of God. Boaz sees Ruth and he takes he's compassionate towards her and kind towards her and helps protect her. And that's what God does for you and for me. Boaz is just a human picture of the kindness of God. We are to read this story and recognize, Lord, spiritually, we're in the position of Naomi and Ruth, poor, destitute, broken by our sin. And God is in the position in some ways of Boaz coming to us and redeeming us, buying us back from our sin, providing for us, caring for us, showing us kindness that we simply don't deserve. And so the whole story, even though the main characters of the story, I said this on Sunday, you know, the main story characters in the story are Boaz and Ruth and Naomi, humanly speaking. But really the story is about God. It's about the covenant faithfulness of God. It's about the kindness of God and the compassion of God, the hesed, the loving, steadfast, enduring love of God. Let me pray for us, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to reflect and pray as well. Father, thank you for your kindness and compassion towards us. Lord, many of us, I think, could take a moment and think about across our lives just how kind you've been to us. May we never get past that. May we never stop thanking you for that. And Lord, it is clearly taught in the scriptures. We are to love others the way you have loved us. And so, God, will you give us the grace to show that kindness and that compassion to those around us, both to the people that we love and to the people that we struggle with. God, help us to be kind to those around us in the name of Jesus. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray.